Kansas, as I recall, is flat as a blueberry pancake, with wheat as far as you can see. Gray, dusty wheat right up to the sky. The circus certainly traveled that way. Wichita and Dodge City by way of Eureka. But we didn't draw the biggest crowds. Folks were not rich, and the land was hard. Not the best place for a little bitty orphan girl to grow up.
Toto! Toto! Where are you?
But Dorothy? Well, she wasn't just any little bitty orphan. There was no arguing with her.
Oh, there you are. Oh, Toto, you come back here now. Ooh. Oh, come on. Oh, it's just an old jackrabbit hole, that's all. No one to chase. Now come on home. Our Aunt Em will be mad at us both.
Let's get the stoop clear before the cyclone blows us all away.
Like the color, you mean? Remember the color? Before it all got gray?
Maybe.
I reckon it got blown clear out of Kansas. Far away from the soapweed and the sagebrush.
Or maybe we're just getting old.
Aunt Em!
Oh, here she is.
About time. Dorothy! Come on inside!
Toto was chasing rabbits.
Look at that sky. The clouds are reaching down.
It's heading this way.
I said there'd be a twister. Come on, inside.
Home, sweet home. Be it ever so humble. But when there's a twister rattling the rafters, the only safe place is down in the cellar.
Go on, both of you. Mind those steps, Em.
Damn rickety things.
But what about supper?
There's provisions down here and candles.
It's all right, Toto.
Come on, child. Stop wasting time.
Right behind you, Dorothy.
What's happening? Toto, don't wriggle. I've got you.
Wind's got under the roof.
Let's get this torch down.
No! Toto, come back!
Dorothy!
Oh, Dorothy, come back!
Oh!
The house!
Aunt Em!
You wouldn't believe what a twister can pick up. And worse, where it puts them down. Carts and horses and old ladies on bicycles. I heard tell of a cow on a roof. And the day it rained fish in Fort Smith. But when a storm picks up a whole house, well, all you can do is hang on tight.
Hold on, Toto. I've got to you. No, don't go near the hole in the floor. Careful. Don't worry. I'll look after you. Poor Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. I can't even see them anymore. That must be the whole of Kansas down there. Oh, we'll soon be bumping along under the clouds. Oh, here they come. Hold tight. We went straight through. And I thought I'd be scared. But this is exciting. Oh, Toto, look.
It's all green down below. Fields and forests with the rivers running blue and the red-brown desert beyond. Like all the colors of the rainbow and not like home at all.
Oh, we're going down! Hold tight!
It'll be bumpy, that's for sure. And it'll scare the locals. As if they didn't have problems enough already.
What is it? Why is the witch called us?
It'll be trouble. It always is.
Is she angry?
Oh, she's always angry.
She's always, always. What have we forgotten?
Oh, search me. Anyone know what we've forgotten?
Someone must remember.
Anyone remember?
No, I don't.
What does she do to us?
She's wicked. She never needed an excuse.
Here she comes, the wicked witch of East, sweeping the sky on her birch twig broomstick. A pretty sight she's not, with her pointy black bonnet and her silver shoes. The old Besom rules all of Munchkin Land, from Restwater to Mossmere, with a temper foul enough to scare a whole army of Kalites.
So, my dearest Munchkin workers. Yes, that's right. You may well grovel. Now, you all know why I've summoned you. At least one of you knows. But I think it was you all. Yes, that's why I'm going to punish all. Unless someone admits their guilt.
Please, spare us your wickedness.
Your wickedness? We don't know what we've done.
Since when was that an excuse? Among my most priziest possessions, there is an object of great power and magic. A golden cap set with precious diamonds and rubies. No doubt you saw how it sparkles and thought it was pretty. Yes,
no.
But it's more than that. It bestows upon its wearer power over her minions. No one disobeys, and only those with great wisdom may use it. But those with little minds like yours would be burnt to cinders and ash. Whoever stole the golden cap from my darkest cupboard, they'd better give it back, understand? It's mine, not yours. And if it's not returned, I'll turn you all, one by one, into measles.
Oh, no!
Oh, I don't want to be a measle.
Better own up then, hadn't you? Someone? Anyone? I'm waiting. If that's the way you want it. Shaka, shaka, shaka. Shaka, shaka, shaka. Kako, 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 kako. Shaka, 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 shaka.
When folks move house, they usually have some idea where they're going. But when the house moves and takes them with it, well...
It's all right, Toto. We can come out. There's no one there. No, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. Just a bit wobbly.
It's an orchard, heavy with fruit, and a meadow. Rich with flowers.
Toto, did you ever see such a place? It's like being in a picture book. Oh, this must be a long way from home. We must have flown right over Mount Sunflower into Colorado. Maybe this is where all the color in Kansas got blown to. What's that?
It's a parade. All in blue. Like the biggest party ever.
Oh, dear. They're all so colorful. And they're so gray.
Ah!
Most noble sorceress, we welcome you to the land of the Munchkins.
Yay! Oh, gosh. Munchkins? Are you sure you mean me?
They're so grateful to you for having killed the Wicked Witch of the East.
Killed? A witch?
And for setting them free from their long slavery.
Oh, God. No. No, please. You're making a mistake. I never killed anyone. Not ever. And I'm not a sorceress.
If it wasn't you, dear, it was certainly your flying house. And that is much the same thing, you know. See here? Her toes.
Oh, my.
Sticking out from under the timbers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But how? Is she really... I mean, what do we do?
Nothing to be done, dear.
Oh, but I never meant
she was, as I said, the Wicked Witch of the East.
I'm so sorry.
And she has held all the blue munchkins who live in this land in slavery for many years, toiling for her night and day.
Oh, my.
But now they are all set free and mightily grateful for your help.
Well, I don't... I mean... My name is Dorothy, and this is Toto.
Hiya. Okay.
Are you all munchkins?
They are, but not I. I am their friend. When they saw the Witch of the East was dead, they sent a swift message to me, so I came at once. I am the Witch of the North, for that is where I live.
Oh, my. Another witch?
Yes, indeed, but I am a good witch. The munchkins love me. But I'm not as powerful as the Wicked Witch who ruled here, or I'd have set them free myself. My dear Dorothy, have another cut from the apple cake.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm quite full already.
Bless me. You'd think they'd forgotten how to dance. They've been enslaved so long. Look how happy they are now. And that's all down to you.
Oh, I'm glad they're free, of course. But
yes?
There's... You see, Toto and I are only here by accident. And I so want to get home to Aunt Em.
Aunt Em? Who is that?
Oh, she is my aunt, who lives in Kansas, where I come from.
Well, I never heard of Kansas before. Is it a civilized country?
Oh, yes. We don't have witches there at all.
Oh.
I mean, Aunt Em, she told me how all the witches, the wicked ones, that is... were dead long ago.
Oh, well, that accounts for it. In civilized countries, I believe, there are no witches left. But the land of Oz, you see, is cut off from the rest of the world. We never got civilized, so we still have witches and wizards amongst us.
And are there many left?
Oh, goodness, no, not now. There were only 4 great witches in all the land of Oz, and 2 of them who live in the north and south are good witches.
And one of them is you?
That's right, dear. But the witches in the east and west were wicked witches. And now you've killed one of them. There's only 1 wicked witch in all the land of Oz, the one who lives in the west.
And the wizards?
Hush, child. Oz himself is the great wizard. He's more powerful than all the rest of us together. And he lives in the City of Emeralds.
And is he wicked?
Oh, your goodness! Your goodness!
Yes, dear, what is it?
It's the Wicked Witch! Oh. Please, come and see!
It's the witch! Look!
heart.
Oh, so that's the end of her. The old biddy was so old, the sun dried her up completely.
Oh. Only her silver shoes are left.
Oh, let's see those. Hmm. Oh, oh dear, all this dust. There. That's better. Here you are, Dorothy.
For me? Oh, but
they're real silver, you know. And yours to wear.
But
the Witch of the East was proud of those shoes. There was some charm linked to them, though I never knew precisely what.
Well, thank you. But I need to get home to my aunt and uncle. They'll be worrying. Doesn't anyone know the way?
We have never been out of our land.
No. Not to the east. No.
That is a great desert.
Or the south.
Oh, yeah, no, to the south.
The country of the Quadlings.
Oh, to the west.
Oh, definitely not that way. That's the land of the Winkies, where the one-eyed wicked witch of the west makes slaves of all she catches. And the north is my home, edged by another impassable desert. So I'm afraid, my dear, you'll have to stay.
At least you've got a house.
Oh, yes, you've got a house.
But there must be someone who could tell me. There must be a way home.
Well, there is always the city.
The city?
Right at the heart of the land, the Emerald City, ruled by Oz, the great and terrible wizard.
But is he a good man? Would he help me?
He's a good wizard, so they say, though I never met him.
Then we'll go there, Toto and I. Which is the best way?
You must walk, dear, and be brave, for it's a long journey and the land can be dark and terrible.
Oh,
but the road to the city is paved with yellow bricks, so you cannot miss it. And I can use my magic arts to keep you from harm.
Oh, thank you, your goodness.
Here, child, let me kiss your brow.
Oh.
There now. No one will dare harm a person marked by the kiss of the Good Witch of the North.
Hurry up, Toto. It's time we were going.
Now, do you have everything, dear?
We have bread and butter from the house.
And apple cake.
And your best dress and bonnet.
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday best. To impress the wizard.
Let's hope so. Goodbye, child. Travel safely. Good luck.
Oh, she's gone. But where?
Which is alive,
though.
Oh. Just follow the yellow bricks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Safe journey.
So, where did you hide the golden cap?
Me? I thought you took it.
I didn't take anything. Oh.
But if none of us has it.
Far off to the west, where the mountains are so high they tear open the clouds, there is a castle, dark and dank with turrets like witches' hats. And that's where she lives, cold and cruel, with one beady eye that can spy right up to the end of the sky. That malicious, venomous, and downright spiteful, wicked witch of the west.
Where is my odious sister? She's late, as usual. The cauldron is hot, the bones are bare. Where is she? Let's see. turn my black and bloodshot eye. How far off can I espy? Show me all things to the east, in my sister's land at least. Nothing. No sign.
Who's that? Your wickedness!
Master approach. Approach?
We bring ill tidings, your wickedness.
Ill tidings? Ill for who?
Wickedness! Your sister! She is crushed!
What's that?
Crushed! Struck down by a flying house.
A flying? Let me see. Turn my black and bloodshot eye.
She's dead! I'm gone to dust!
My sister? Dead? She was a beloved playmate. We spent many happy hours together as she taught me cruelty and turning people to toads. She ruled the Munchkin Land with an iron fist and silver shoes. Whatever could have happened to them? So, there's a vacancy, is there? Go, my midnight slow black crow black messengers, bring me news of what you see, for I and my little eye need to know.
Take a look at the map and you'll see that Dorothy is barely a tenth of the way to the Emerald City. But the sun shines and the road is yellow. And there's plenty of new smells for Toto to investigate. But the crows, nasty birds, have business of their own.
Toto! Those birds! What are they doing? Oh, they're attacking that man! At least he looks kind of like a man. Hey! Leave him alone! Hey! Oh, it's okay. You've gone, Toto. Oh, horrid things. Oh, look. It's a poor old scarecrow with his stuffing pulled out. He just needs tidying up a bit.
Good afternoon, miss.
Oh!
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
You didn't. I mean, I was a bit surprised, that's all.
If only the crows were half so friendly. So, how do you do?
Well, pretty well, thanks. How about you?
Well, not so good. Thanks for asking. It's kind of dull here, being perched on by birds.
Oh, can't you get down?
Not really. There's this pole. Oh, can you see?
Ooh.
Right up my back.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. Hold still. Steady. There. Oh! Sorry. Oh, here, let me help you. No, no, Toto. Leave him alone.
My legs. I can't seem to feel them.
Because all the straws come out. You sit there. I'll gather it up.
Thanks. Much obliged, Miss...
Dorothy.
Thanks. Hello.
Hello. Oh, and this is Toto. Toto, be nice.
Oh, nice, doggy. So, Dorothy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where are you going?
We're bound for the Emerald City to ask the Great Wizard to send me back to Kansas.
The Emerald City? Where is that?
Oh, don't you know? Hold still.
I see lots of folks. Oh, always hurrying past my field, but you're the first to stop and talk.
Oh, am I hurting you?
The straw tickles on the inside. Yeah. I'm stuffed right through with it, and no brains at all. So no one stops, apart from crows. But, yeah. Oh, those might be my legs I can feel.
Oh, truly sorry for you.
Do you think... I mean, suppose I came to the city with you, that Oz would give me some brains.
No harm asking. I could do that for you. And, you know, if he won't, well, you'll be no worse off than before.
I won't be on a pole, that's for sure. But stuck with a head full of straw, I'll never know anything ever. I don't want folk calling me a fool.
Oh, I'm sure they'd never do that.
Oh, thanks. Here, your basket. Oh, let me.
Thank you. Come on, Toto. Oh, I'm so glad of the company. Being alone in a strange land is quite scary.
If you like, I'll tell you a secret.
What's that?
There's only one thing in the world that frightens me.
Let me guess. The crows?
Nope.
The farmer who made you?
No. It's lighted matches. Scary.
Wouldn't melt, and those silver shoes were my sister's. Ah, huh? But on your forehead, the silver sign of a witch. Is this a rival? A witch with a flying house, disguised as an innocent little girl? No, no, surely not. Let me see. Go, rain. Where's my umbrella? Watch her, my spies. Don't let her out of your sight.
Are you sure you don't want some bread, Mr. Scarecrow?
Oh, no, thanks. My mouth's only painted. So, I'm never hungry.
And always smiling.
Sorry, but I can't think why you'd want to leave this beautiful country to go back to your grey old Kansas place.
No matter how dreary your home is, it's still home. There's no place like it.
Oh, I never thought of that. Oh, and now I'm off my pole, I shall choose my own home carefully. No more fields or crows.
Toto!
Something's upset him.
I don't know. Toto? What is it?
It's a man.
Oh, yes.
But not moving. With ivy. All overgrown. It could be a statue.
No. Statues are made of stone, not of... tin, and not all rusty round the edges.
With an axe. Did you just grow? No,
it wasn't me. Quiet, Toto.
It was me.
Oh!
I've been groaning for more than a year. Not that anyone takes any notice.
Oh, I'm sorry, you poor man.
If we moved his arms a little bit.
I was chopping this tree, but it started to rain. Before I knew it, I'd rusted solid.
Rain's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. There's an oaken. Aye, the tree stump.
Oh, this one?
That's it. Here, my joints. If you could oil them a little.
Right. Which joints do you mean?
Chin first.
Hold still.
It's it's working.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Now the arms.
Oh. The axe!
I have waited to swing my axe at that tree for a whole year.
Does it feel better?
Oh, yes. Bliss. That is such a relief.
Bit hard on the tree, though.
It's working all the way down my legs. I believe. I can walk. This ivy gets everywhere. But thank you. Thank you, miss. And you, sir. Nick Chopper, as was. Tin Woodsman, at your service.
Oh, pleased to meet you. My name is Dorothy. We are headed for the Emerald City.
Both of you? Alone? Don't you know how dangerous the road is?
Dangerous?
We have to see the Great Wizard.
Does he see people, really?
Dorothy wants him to send her back to Kansas.
And the Scarecrow wants new brains put in his head.
Is that so? You don't suppose, if we asked, he'd give me a new heart? For this is not how I was born.
New heart? New head? Amazing.
I'll join you if I may. You'll need protection on the road, and the walk would do me good.
Oh, we'd like that.
We would.
And as we go, you can tell us your story.
Way back, when I was a young woodsman, like my daddy before me, I found a patch to build a cottage and settle down and raise a family. So I took to felling the trees, but that was a mistake. The wood belonged to a witch. The Wicked Witch of the East.
Oh, no.
And she was mightily vexed with me for hurting her trees. In revenge, she laid a spell on me. So the next time I used my axe, it twisted in my hands and chopped off my own left leg.
Oh, my goodness. How terrible.
Now, I ask you, what use is a one-legged woodsman?
Not the best man to ask.
But I went to the village tinsmith, and he made me a new leg out of old bean tins. And it worked fine. But the spell wasn't finished. The next time I used my axe, it twisted in my hands and chopped my right leg clean off.
Corned beef. The tinsmith made you a new leg from corned beef tins. I can see the labels.
Ah, well, best ones for the job. So, back to work I went.
Your arms?
Pray it so. First the left, then the right, tin fruit and...
You should have changed the axe.
The spell was on me, not the cleaver.
But you could have done a different job.
It was my poor old head next. But I was lucky. The tinsmith was passing.
With a funnel and a paint pot.
Bottle green, lead-based, smart finish.
Then, finally, that axe turned on my whole body. One giant stroke split me from top to bottom. Bits spilling all over. Dag nabbit. You should have heard the trees laughing. I should have been done for, but nope. The tinsmith hammered me up a new suit from an oil drum, and here I am. Good as I'll ever be.
So long as you don't get caught in the rain.
Of course, the one thing he couldn't manage was a heart. As long as the Witch of the East is alive, I still have that spell to cope with.
But she isn't.
She isn't what?
She's not alive.
She isn't alive?
When Dorothy flew here in her house, it landed on the witch and squashed her. And she told me.
It's true. So, her spell is ended.
Over? Really? Oh. Am I really free?
I hope so.
A little more oil, please. To the jaw.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We can visit Oz together. Brains for me. No idea what I'd do with a heart if I had one.
Oh, the heart's for me. When did brains ever make anyone happy?
Really?
Well, damn happiness. That's the best thing in the world.
What was that?
Are there wild beasts in this wood?
Like wild flowers, you mean?
Have no fear. My trusty axe shall protect us.
It's a lion! Oh, Toto, come here! Oh, Scarecrow, look out!
Hello, are you a wild lion?
Scarecrow?
The blighter's full of straw!
You brute! I'll chop you to bits.
Oh, be careful.
My poor claws and paws blunted.
Toto, come here. Oh, you leave Toto alone, you bully. Take that.
My nose.
You ought to be ashamed, trying to bite a little dog.
I didn't bite him. Didn't get the charm.
But you tried to. You're nothing but a big coward.
It's true. Yes, always have been.
So, stand away.
Lack of nerve, you know. Always tried to keep it quiet. Been embarrassing, really.
Trying to hurt the poor stuffed scarecrow.
Stuffed, really? Thought he went down too easily. Well, that explains the straw. What about the other?
He's made of tin.
Tin? Good grief, are they canning people now? Whatever next?
Come on, Scarecrow. Let's get you up.
Didn't feel a thing.
And you too, Mr. Tin Man.
I'm fine. Barely a scratch. As for you, call yourself King of the Beasts.
Mortified. Everyone expects so much. I say, he won't bite, will he?
Only if he's provoked. Toto!
Roaring, that's usually enough. I roar, the louder the better, and people run away. They always think I'm fierce. When I meet an elephant or tiger, it's me who turns tail, and the blighters always laugh.
So a king never acts like a coward. Okay.
Not if he's got his heart in it.
I know. I'm such a letdown. Such a scaredy cat.
But you must have brains.
Don't know. Never looked.
It's bravery. That's what you lack.
Oh, yes, you're right, my dear. Easily spooked, you see. Total lack of pluck.
Right. Then, suppose you come with us.
Me?
Yeah, to see the Great Oz. If anyone can give you courage, he can.
Oz? In the Emerald City? Won't that be scary?
I'd rather not think about it.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get.
And we'll be with you.
Thank you. I'll come. As long as you hold my paw, agreed?
Oh, what a little Miss Perfect she is. So kind to dumb animals. My sister's silver shoes. That's what I want. They're mine by right of blood. So, let's stop the little lady in her tracks. Don't chatter too loud, my dear. You're in a dangerous country. You don't know what's sleeping close by. Karoo, karoo, kara. Kali, kalo, kala, kala, kalaida!
Some things are best left sleeping. The lands of Oz are full of creatures from your worst nightmares. Creatures you tiptoe past and never, ever poke awake with a stick.
Are there other lions in this wood?
Oh, Rumpus. I'd know that dulcet snarling anywhere.
So die. That's a good idea. Time for me.
The nine dinosaurs, what are they? Stripy claws?
Full of fierce monster. They hate being woken at daytime. Oh, my goodness!
There's more than one of them! Scarecrow! Come on, up you get!
I'm sorry, my legs aren't stuffed for running.
Lean on me. The blighters have us set. Keep going.
I can see the end of the wood.
They're close again.
Oh, no! Look ahead.
There's a river. Right across the road.
I will never get across that. It's too fast and wide.
I don't like water.
I just my joints.
Then what do? We're trapped.
Come on then, Miss Smarty Pie. If you're really a witch, let's see you get out of this one.
They're nearly here.
Behind me, all of you. My axe will see them off.
If you chop down that pine tree, we could use it as a bridge.
Smart thinking. Right, stand back. I need room to swing.
Lion! Lion, they know who you are. Can't you roar back?
But I'm not... not who they think I am.
Oh, at least try.
Oh, lummy. Steady on.
Here they come.
Kaleidos! You know who this is?
Oh, come.
This is the merciless king of beasts. You should be very afraid of him.
Show him who's boss.
Back! You callous carbuncles! Brazen bullies! You see, everyone always laughs. Going timber!
Oh, it's right across the river! You've done it!
Go on then, straight over. I'll hold them back.
Go on, Brittany. Climb up.
Don't struggle, Tono. Okay, I'm up. Come on, Scarecrow.
Wait for me.
Get back. Mr. Tin Man, come on.
Right behind you.
It's slippery.
Don't look down.
Hurry up. Something's behind me.
Yes, that's me. Get a move on.
Over it! I made it! They're following us! Quickly!
Hurry up, Lion! Give me your paw!
They're after us! Someone do something!
Here I come! They're almost over!
Oh, they'll tear us to shreds!
No valley choice then! Help me with the tree!
Into the river!
Best place for it! Come on!
Oh, please hurry!
Ready? Yes, it's moving.
They don't like that.
Got it.
And lift.
Yes, up it comes. And over it goes.
Oh, you've done it. Oh, thank goodness.
I wish I'd thought of that. Well done, Lion.
Well roared, too.
Gosh, just happened. Nasty fellow's got my dander up.
Oh, but are we safe? How well can they swim?
The river runs to the west. They'll soon be carried out to the Wicked Witch's lands.
That'll give her a fright.
Or vice versa.
Yes.
Thank you all. Thank you for saving us. I knew it would be a hard journey, but it's easier now we're together.
I never had friends before. Gosh.
Nor me, old chap.
Oh, friends? Don't say that. I'll get all weepy and then I'll rust up again and the oil can won't last forever and then I...
Toto, what's the matter?
Excuse us!
Who said that?
Down there!
Where's that?
Just there! Look out!
No, Toto! It's only a mouse! Leave it!
Only a mouse? Why, we are queen!
a royal queen?
Gracious madam, please excuse us.
We never meant to scare you. My people wish to thank you for saving us all.
You mean there's more of them?
Oh, don't be so foolish, lion.
But I don't understand. What did we do?
You have rid our land of the cruel colliders. Those monsters have terrified our people on both sides of the river for years.
They were pretty nasty.
But thanks to your bravery, we are free at last.
There are more of them!
They praise in your bravery.
Oh, it was nothing. Really, really, nothing.
We are forever indebted to you. And to show our gratitude, let it be known that within our lands, should these good people ever need help, we shall answer their call. We are always within hearing.
Madam, we thank you.
And here are fruit and grain, the provender of the meadows, to speed you on your way.
Oh, Your Majesty, that's so kind.
I suppose the little chaps have any meat, do they?
We know your quest, Dorothy.
You do?
You see that green glow in the distance?
Oh, my. Is that it? The Emerald City? Will the wizard help us?
He is a clever man and a master of illusion. He may help you if it helps him.
Oh, he will. I'm sure he will.
Good luck, then, Dorothy. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, friends, dinner is served.
In the city tomorrow.
Oh, and the sooner we see the wizard, the sooner we get our dreams.
The sooner we get our dreams! Bah! Cute as pie and soppy as custard. But don't throw a party yet, Miss Smarty Pants. Sleep tight. The road's still got plenty of nasty surprises. And then I'll have my sister's shoes!
Good morning, Mr. Tin Man.
My joints so... Oh, that's better. I feared the morning dew had got into them. I hope you slept well.
I did. The Scarecrow lent me his arm as a pillow.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But the sun was up early.
So we walked up the hill.
And guess what?
I haven't a clue.
The Emerald City is closer than we thought.
Have you seen it?
At the end of the next valley, yes.
Oh, it's all towers and domes, all cut from green crystal, scraping the sky, shimmering in the haze like, well, I never saw anything like it.
And before it, right, the valley's full of red poppies. Amazing.
It's not far at all.
As the crows fly?
So we'll be there today, and maybe I'll get my heart at last.
And I'll get my... what were they called?
Your brains, old friend.
That's them.
Oh, and maybe I'll get home to Kansas.
And Lionel get his courage. Where is he, by the way?
Oh, don't mind me, old chap. Wasn't far. Had things to do.
What's that? Your whiskers.
What?
A lion's breakfast is no sight for a young lady.
Sorry, makes me nervous too.
So are we ready?
Indeed we are!
Okay, then let's be on our way.
Don't stray from the path. That's what they say. Straight ahead for the city. But those poppies get everywhere. Growing over the road and twisting through your thoughts until their gathering, cloying haze outdazzles the sky, the shimmering city, and everything. And then you're lost forever.
scent. It's like the spice counter in the town store where Aunt Em shops for baking.
I always liked flowers. Delicate, silky.
And the sun's so warm. Oh, excuse me.
Try to keep up, you two.
Oh, sorry, but I need a rest.
Good idea.
No, don't stop. Keep going.
Oh, but my eyes are so heavy. Oh, that's right. Snuggle up, Toto. The air is so soft. Oh, I could drift away.
Just a quick cat nap.
Not now. Come on, both of you.
Nighty-night.
Lion, this is not the place for a snooze. Get up.
It's the flowers. The scent's overpowering them.
Doesn't affect me.
Or me neither. Maybe having no brain is a blessing after all.
And no flesh either. Wake up! Lion!
Big scary lion.
Dorothy, come on! Wake up, please!
No, Aunt Em. Just a bit longer.
Oh, come on! Can't stay here.
If we leave them, they'll never wake up ever.
We can't carry Lion, he's too heavy.
Dorothy, then. At least save her.
And leave Lion? Well, shuffle my straw, but that's cruelty, man. Cruel and...
heartless?
Well...
you, of course, are full of ideas.
But Lion's our friend. I know. You could mow down the poppies with your axe.
The whole valley?
Then we'll get help from the city.
That would take too long.
Then...
Well?
Oh, the mice! Remember, they said they'd help.
Oh, you're right. Yes!
Your Majesty!
Your Majesty!
We need you!
A queen of the field mice! Help us now!
Always near. That's what she said.
Give them time.
Look! The end of the valley. A red wave running through the poppies.
Here they come.
Greetings, our friends.
Greetings!
You summoned us.
Your Majesty, we lost the road.
Oh, our goodness. Your friends have succumbed to the flowers.
But we can't carry them both.
Then let us. The scent doesn't reach us down on the ground. Our people, let us carry Dorothy and the lion out of this field. Take your places.
Aren't they too heavy?
A burden shared 1,000-fold carries riches all untold. Ready, our people? And lift!
Careful with Dorothy and Toto.
And forward march!
Wake up now.
Oh, Toto!
It's okay. Toto's here. He's all right.
Oh, Toto, you're here. Oh, the witch didn't catch you.
The witch?
Oh, that sounds like you've been dreaming.
Dreaming? Oh, but what happened? We were in the poppy field, and I was so sleepy, And then the witch was here. Or was it Aunt Em?
The poppies nearly poisoned you.
But we called the mice, and they carried you and Lion clear.
The mice?
The mice? Oh, no, this is too much. Floored by flowers and rescued by rodents. Oh, the eternal embarrassment. You won't tell anyone, will you?
Oh, but where are they? I need to thank them.
Oh, they'll be telling everyone, of course.
They went home, but they brought us here.
But where are we?
Look behind you.
Oh!
Of course. Really? They brought us to the gate of the Emerald City itself.
We're here. Oh, our journey's over.
Decent of them, I suppose.
Let's hope the wizard is at home.
If we can get in, that is. The green gate seems to be closed.
But there's a doorbell. Ugh. See? We'll be in no time.
Oh, I hope so. I don't like the look of those crows.
Crows? Oh, nasty birds. Oh,
that's funny. I think there were crows in my dream.
Oh, they get everywhere. Always watching. I'm scared when they should be.
The door!
Welcome to the City of Emeralds. All visitors should follow the green signs.
All the signs are green.
Everything is green.
Even he is barely green.
And here you are.
We are here to see the Great Oz.
Oz? Oz himself?
We had a long journey. When can we see him?
It's been years, many years, since anyone asked to see Oz. He is powerful and terrible and magnificent. And if you come on an idle or foolish errand, he'll be angry and destroy you in an instant.
Oh gosh, is our errand foolish?
He might think so.
But it's important to us.
That's why we came.
We were told that Oz is a good wizard.
Of course he is. He created the resplendent Emerald City and rules it wisely and well. But if you're dishonest, or just plain nosy, he will be terribly terrible. No one ever looks upon his true face.
We still want to see him.
So be it.
What's that?
Mighty Oz knows and sees all. You will be conducted, worthy or not, to his palace. Oh, a verdant day, Captain Ginger.
A verdant day, Mr. Guardian.
And take these strangers to see the great wizard.
The wizard? But no.
He is waiting.
Of course. This way, please.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, my friends. Good luck. You're going to need it.
My goodness.
I thought my field was green.
This way, please. We are now walking along Malachite Street. To your left lie the green marble halls and municipal lawns. And to your right, the jade fountains.
A verdant day to you.
And to you.
I say, green water.
Are those real emeralds?
Every wall is set with them.
Everyone's wearing green, too.
Lime green is the tone this summer. So refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Not too much of a green thing, like verdigris.
And what do you wear in winter?
Why, wintergreen, of course. What did you expect? We are now entering the Wizard's Palace. Green tourmaline trimmed with garnet.
Please wait here. Thank you, Captain. Will the wizard see us soon?
Oh, yes. He'll see you. Though that doesn't mean you'll see him.
Oh, dear. Suppose the wizard's angry. Oh. What do we say?
But perhaps if we come back another day.
We're all here together. Safety in numbers.
It's good having friends.
Send it in, Dorothy.
Only me?
Not us.
One at a time.
Stay here, Toto. I won't be long.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Give him the old 1-2.
Hello? Anyone here? Oh!
Come forward!
Where are you?
What do you see?
Oh, you're a great head set on a throne.
I am Oz. Oz, the great and terrible. What do you want?
I am Dorothy, the meek and small. I have come for help.
No silver shoes. How did you come by them?
They belong to the Wicked Witch of the East. My house fell on her and crushed her.
So you are a witch.
Me? Oh, no.
You have a silver mark on your brow.
That's where the Good Witch of the North kissed me when she sent me to you.
Oh, did she indeed?
Please, send me back to Kansas. Your country is beautiful, but my Aunt Em and Uncle Henry will be so worried about me.
Why should I do this?
Because I am lost, and you are a great wizard.
Yet you killed the Witch of the East.
It just happened. I couldn't help it. Please, I want to go home.
To deserve my help, you must do something in return.
Must I? Like what? What do you want me to do?
You must kill the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't kill anyone.
You killed her sister. You wear her sister's silver shoes. She is the last Wicked Witch in all the land. When she is dead, then I will send you back to Kansas, but not before.
Dorothy, are you safe?
Did you see the wizard?
Yes.
Was he as scary as he sounds?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
what did he say?
Send in the scarecrow!
Oh, no. My stuffing, is it showing?
Go in. Be brave.
We'll be waiting.
Hello? Oh, are you there? Your wizardness? I'm just a scarecrow with straw for brains, but I hoped, well...
Good afternoon, Mr. Scarecrow.
Oh. Gosh.
Tell me what you see.
Beautiful lady, ma'am, miss, all in green on a green throne. Oh, my floppy hat. Your wings, like a rainbow. I mean, a green rainbow.
Why, I am Oz, the Great and Terrible.
Yes, great. I mean, are you?
What did you want with me?
Oh, I mean, brains. Well, I ain't got, Mum, on account of only having straw.
You like new brains? Well, you know, sweetie, I never grant favors without return.
Favors, huh?
Kill me, the Wicked Witch of the West, and I'll give you so many brains, you'll be the wisest man in the land.
But isn't that what you asked Doris?
I don't care who kills her. Do it, or you'll get no brains at all. Now send in the next.
All right, show yourself. I know you're here.
What do you see, Metal Man?
A great beast, big as a woolly elephant, all tusks and fumes and burning eyes.
I am...
You are Oz, the Great and Terrible.
I am...
And I am a woodsman, made of tin with no heart. So you don't scare me.
That's what you want, I take it. A heart.
I need it.
And by my rivets, only you can give it to me.
Help the girl destroy the Wicked Witch of the West, and you'll earn the biggest, kindest, most loving heart in all the land. Then you will be a friend.
Right?
Next!
I know you're here. It's me, Lion. King of beasts. Oh, mummy. Hello? No point in hiding, you know? Actually, I'm really a bit of a coward, you see. The original cowardly custard. Couldn't hurt a blue bottle, a green bottle if I tried. Great Oz? Hello? The terrible? If you could possibly find your way to giving me, even lending me, just a bit of courage. Sorry to ask. Look, I wish you'd show yourself. Don't burn me, fiery one.
Bring me proof, you cringing Moggy, that the Wicked Witch is dead.
Yes, right.
Then I'll grant you courage. Otherwise, stay a craven coward forever. Now, go.